Another year has come and gone. Are you wondering what the future holds? Are you struggling with the decision about love, money, your career, your family? StarPsychics.com, that stars with a Z, has the answers you desire. StarPsychics.com is the best and brightest advisor site on the internet, staffed by top-rated, professional, fully tested, and certified advisors. This is the real deal. At StarPsychics.com, you create your own personal account, and you pick your advisor by reading their extensive bios. Then you decide on a budget that you are comfortable with. Your pathway to a clearer and brighter future is just a few clicks away. No gimmicks, no bait and switch. StarPsychics.com has daily blogs and lots of links to help you develop your own intuition. Log on now. That's StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. And here's the best part. They're available 24/7. StarPsychics.com. Remember, stars with a Z. You must be 18 years or older. Your future awaits.
Everybody, this is Natalie, also known as Stars Cast. I say both names because I'm known by both everywhere. Anyways, I have an awesome guest, but we'll get into that in a moment. First of all, I want to tell you that the new issue of Mystic Living Today is up. It's in the flip version and in a text version, so that's mysticlivingtoday.com. I started the flip magazine in January with my celebration of 25 years online. I did the flip for the February issue. However, I started doing the text, and I found that I was exhausting myself by doing double work because I sent it to somebody, she puts it in. Anyways, it's a really long process. So what I'm going to do is I'm not going to do everything into the text. I'm going to do what I feel is going to be most beneficial so that we don't have to worry about Natalie killing herself, dropping herself to the ground. But that's what happens. You know, you work yourself a little too tough, and then you pay for it. And as we get older, and I'm older, you just can't keep up that pace. But this is where my guest is going to come in because she's going to help me. But anyways, that's up. I mean, if you want to send something to me, you're welcome. It's stars with a Z, cast, C-A-S-T, at mysticlivingtoday.com. I accept poetry, excerpts from books. I have all kinds of publishers to send me things, and that's how I met my guest today. And so, you know, it's a big issue. I think we have 125 pages in it. We can do ads, we can do classifieds, we can do banner ads. It's just really, you know, over the years, you start with something very simple, and pretty soon, look at it. I mean, it's like going cuckoo. But anyways, and then I want to talk to you about Stars with a Z Psychics, which you heard my friend Kim do the commercial on. That is 12 and a half years old. We celebrated 12 years in September, but I'm kind of changing things now. If you go to the site, you'll see all kinds of advisors. A lot of them will be doing phones only, and yes, I'm adding phones, but it's going to be really nice. We're not going to rip you off. We don't rip you off on the site. We're not going to charge you $15 a minute. No, Natalie doesn't do that. Natalie is not about the money. Natalie is about bringing goodness to the world, like my guest today and anybody else I have on, and my magazine. So that's what Star Psychics is about. It's not this site where you have all these weird psychics on and do spells and all that. No, we don't do that. It's of the light, totally, because that's what I am. And I want good quality there. And the people that I'm bringing in, I'm probably bringing in another 30 readers, or I like to call them advisors, 30 of them. All kinds of abilities. I talk to each one of them on the phone. It's not like I just throw them up. So when you see somebody on the site, you know Natalie has talked to this person. Natalie has approved this person. So a lot of sites don't do that. They lose that personal touch. Not me. I don't care if I have 350 of them. I will talk to all 350 of them. So without further ado, I'm so excited to bring this guest on because we kind of chatted a little bit about my eating habits or not eating habits, whatever they are. But here she is. Her name is Lisa Mazzei, and she's written a book called The Culinary Pharmacy, Intuitive Eating, Ancestral Healing, and Your Personal Nutrition Plan. And it came out in December. And welcome, Lisa, to my show. How are you today?
Thank you so much for having me, Natalie. I'm doing well.
Good. We started talking a little bit about dietary things. We'll go into mine after. But the thing of it is that I think people are so much on the go that they probably don't eat properly anyhow. They just shove things in their mouth, and because that's the way the world is. It's sad, but it is. Everybody's in a rush.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's in a hurry. But really, I think you could probably share things from your book and your site that will help these kinds of people to start your day off properly and continue on. I'm not saying shoving all these calories in your mouth or eating all this fat, because as you and I know, Lisa, a lot of fat is not that good. You need a balance. You really need a good balance, and I'm afraid I don't have a good balance because I nibble. I like to nibble. Except if I go out to lunch. If I go out to lunch with my girlfriend, I had, like yesterday, what did I have? I had fish. I love salmon. I love to eat salmon out. I do cook it in my air fryer. Salmon is probably my most favorite. I eat crab. I'll get these packets of crab, and I'll just eat it out of a bowl. I don't put a little bit of pepper on it, or I like to put some Greek seasoning on it, but that's it. I mean, that's my diet. It's not really that good. I love tomatoes. So you would probably like working with me because I really like a variety. I like veggies. I love broccoli, and I love cauliflower and all of that. But anyways, let's get into you a little bit, get started with how you got started. How did you venture into this world of nutrition and herbs and all of that? How did you get started?
So this really is a lifelong journey for me. I started growing up in Italy with a big family. My dad is one of eight kids, and my grandmother, my dad, my aunts and uncles, everybody was always cooking, always going out into the forest, wildcrafting mushrooms and berries, harvesting herbs, making all kinds of different remedies, and my grandmother had a huge root cellar that we filled every fall with anything you could imagine, from hardtack rye bread to sausages we'd made ourselves to jams and jellies and syrups and,
oh my
of
God.
Course, dried herbs for tea and vegetables. So it's really been a lifelong path for me, but not one that I embarked on professionally until after I got very, very sick with chronic intestinal parasites and then healed myself with some of the foods and herbs that I'd grown up working with.
Ah. See, I told you were going to be an inspiration today and be really good, and I can be a great subject for you. Well, you know, I think, now, is this your first book?
This is my first book, yes.
Well, it's awesome. I mean, Gail is going to send me a copy. She thought she did, but she didn't. And because I said to her, are there recipes in it? She said, yes. I said, well, then you need to pop it in the mail for me. And usually that's the exchange for having her, one of her authors on my show, is she'll send me a copy of the book, and I can't wait to get it. However, I have you on the phone right now. Okay, so if you have, and I know you do consultations, because I've got your website, which is harmonize-living.com. That's your site, and you've got, you know, offerings and nutritional wellness and recipes. And, you know, often I think people, when they write books, they're not as giving as like you. I mean, you're willing to share a lot, everything that you know with on your site. I mean, somebody could go there and learn an awful lot without scheduling something with you, although probably working with you would be better because you can ask the proper questions. Well, tell me what you eat in the morning. Tell me what you eat in the – tell me what you eat all day. And then you say,
right.
Oh, my God, you probably shake your head and tap yourself on the head and say, oh, my goodness, this is not healthy. This is not giving you proper energy, proper nutrition. You can balance it out. I mean, that doesn't mean that you don't have to have fries. I put fries in my air fryer. Oh, I mean, it doesn't mean that you have to not eat these few foods that you really love, like, oh, somebody might love brownies or somebody might – that's fine, I think, but – don't do it every day. So how, when somebody comes to you, because I want to really talk about your nutrition part, somebody comes to you and says, We can use me as an example if you want. Like for me this morning, I had a banana and I had my coffee and I had a handful of nuts. That was my breakfast. Lunch, I'm a little dicey about that. I really don't. I mean, I could eat a whole can of tuna packed in water, or I could eat my, like I told you, my crab that comes in a package. I can eat that and maybe have some kind of healthy crackers with it that have, you know, some kind of things on it, or, I mean, not junk, but then dinner I get, I don't know, I really, the only time I really eat good is when I go out. Isn't that awful? Because I'm alone. So I don't cook for anybody
right.
but me. And when you're alone, see, I'm a real challenge. When you're alone, you tend to not want to stand over the stove and make something. And you don't want it to last 2 days. You want to just put it in. That's why I had loved my air fryer. Put it in, take it out, eat it, and that's it. You're done. I do love salads
right.
a lot. I love greens. I love all kinds of greens. I love, you know, anything that you can put in a salad, I will eat. I'm really good about that. But I think what I'm looking for, and we talked about this a little bit, I think my blood sugar goes up and then it comes down. Because what happens is whatever I'm eating maybe in the morning is not sustaining me for like 4 or 5 hours. And I'm a busy lady. I am constantly working on the sites that I have. So it's a lot of mental stuff, not necessarily physical. Also, do you recommend taking any kind of supplements?
So, absolutely. These are really great questions and insights. I think really important to consider the way we start our day food-wise.
Okay.
Because how we start really sets us up for success throughout the day and for more energy and reduced cravings. And even though culturally in the States, most people don't have a breakfast habit, having protein first thing in the day with your coffee, so your coffee doesn't tire out your adrenal glands, is
okay.
crucial to having a great day. So if you like eggs, get pastured eggs, because those are the ones that fed on grubs and have the omega-3 and 6 anti-inflammatory fatty acids. If you like something like smoked salmon, have that with your breakfast. Or
I never thought of that.
Yeah. Could have it with a little avocado even. Or if you like
I love
chicken
avocado.
Sausage.
Ah.
Yeah.
Now, you can't have, they recommend you don't have eggs every day. Is that true?
It really depends on who you are and what's going on with your heart health. But again, we have a problem with eggs in this country because of eggs from chickens that are raised on contained farming operations where they don't get to graze and they eat grain, which is not one of their traditional foods. So really,
right.
it's all about the quality of your eggs. And, of course, if you're vegetarian, you can have something like lentils and quinoa or beans and rice as your breakfast, right? It doesn't have to be all breakfast type foods, and really trying to avoid a sweet breakfast and trying to have protein at breakfast is going to set you up for a great day.
Okay. So, like for me, what I had was not, it's not holding me. It really, I mean, I just
no.
had a piece of cheese. I just had a piece of cheese. I'm finding that, and I've been tested before, but you know what happens is when they test your blood work, they always want you to come in the morning and don't eat anything. Well, my issue arrives in the afternoon or later on in the day. That's when I need to be
sure.
tested. I almost need to be sitting with somebody. Okay, test it now. Test it now. Test it. Okay, you're going to eat this. Test it now. But because this one, you know, they do this A1C test. It's worthless. For me, it was worthless. It showed
yeah.
me that I was great. It was not good enough. And, you know, I told the doctor, I said, I'm not saying I have something seriously wrong, but it should be able to tell me what is going on, but it's not, because all you can do is drink water when you go get that test. What you need to do is
mm-hmm.
an all-day kind of thing, and they do have it where they can, but doctors don't like to do that. First of all, I mean, you
right.
can put this thing on you, and it'll measure everything that's going on. But
right.
I don't know. Sometimes doctors they're a little weird. I mean, my previous doctors would have done it. This one, I mean, I think if I insist upon it, I'd say, we need to test what's going on all day long with me, not just one time, because it doesn't happen.
That's right.
When I wake up, and I can't eat at night either. That's another thing I wanted to ask you about. I cannot eat at night. If I'm done, like about 5 or 6, I really should not snack because I wake up not feeling good. I've tested this myself. So what do you think? What is that? What do you think? It's something is dropping in me. Something, you get this rise
That's
and then
right.
you go to sleep. What do you think?
That's right. So this is a circadian rhythm issue, which has so much to do with a hormone called cortisol, which people have heard of, I think, as a stress hormone. Now, what goes on a deeper level is that our adrenal glands that sit above our kidneys produce a hormone called pregnenolone. And then the body decides what it's going to do with that pregnenolone. Is it going to turn it into sex hormones like progesterone, or is it going to turn it into stress hormones like cortisol? And what
mine turns into stress,
that,
probably.
Right. Yeah.
I think. I
and
know.
Not only
yeah.
that, but your body is turning that pregnenolone into cortisol at the times of day when you don't actually need it, right? We want
yep.
cortisol to rise and fall throughout the day. We want it to naturally rise in the morning and let it rise before we drink our coffee, give our body about 45 minutes after we wake up to naturally bring up that cortisol before we drink coffee. And then it will fall a little in the afternoon, which we'd ideally be taking a little rest. And then it'll rise a little in the evening and then go down for the night. However, when cortisol starts to rev constantly throughout the day, we get cortisol spikes at night because the body hasn't been able to go through those cycles of activity and rest throughout the day, and then it gets confused. And it basically
okay.
thinks that nighttime is still daytime. So
yeah. okay.
a way to regulate that is really starting with what we just talked about, which is a high-protein breakfast and delaying coffee for about the first 45 minutes of the day.
Ah, okay. Now,
yeah.
pasteurized eggs, can you eat them frequently? I love eggs.
Yeah. Again, it depends on what other factors are at play in a unique body. However, pastured eggs are the ones that, you know, from chickens that actually got to graze and ate grubs, and those are highly anti-inflammatory and contain fats that are beneficial. So they contain fats that contribute to our HDL cholesterol, which is
Great.
Essentially
yep.
the shuttle bus that shuttles around our LDL cholesterol,
okay.
which can be a little more inflammatory. So we want to make sure we have a good amount of that HDL cholesterol that comes from beneficial fats, right? Like pastured eggs, like olive oil, like salmon, like coconut oil. And, of course, our body produces cholesterol as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My heart, I had to go to a cardiologist, and he did the carotid, he did everything, the blood work, and he told me this years ago, he said, you know, you can have high cholesterol and eat cardboard.
I know.
And he said,
That's right.
contrary to what everything that was written about it, he said, and some of it is hereditary. Yeah, I had
yeah.
one that was a little bit like a point high, and I said, were you worried about it? No, I'm not worried about it. You probably got this from your mother. This is because of your mother, and it's nothing to blame her for. He said, it's just the way it is. But he said, and I've had everything done. My blood work was just done in November. Everything was done, but I'm still having this issue. And I know something is being dropped because I know how I feel. I don't feel my regular self. Now, I do find, though, that I'm older. I do stop and shut everything off, and I meditate in my living room with my cat. Somebody will say, I tried to call you. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not answering. I don't tell them this, but I am not talking anyone. Like just before the show, I had some people, well, I need to talk to you. Well, you cannot, it's showtime, you cannot talk to me now. I am resting. And I think you also have to discipline yourself, too. You have to discipline yourself, Lisa, because if you don't, and in the business I'm in, I mean, I've got a blog going, I've got my other web, my star is going, my magazine going, I've got all of the, you should see the emails I get. And I just really have to walk away, no matter what somebody, unless they want, and it's an emergency, they can say, help, I need to talk to you now, or something, but they don't do that to me. I don't allow that. I really don't. But like today, I told you what I had. I had a banana, and then I had my coffee, but I didn't do 45 minutes apart. I might have. It could have been. I don't know. But then I noticed, oh, maybe about 12 o'clock. Now, this was at about 8 o'clock. About 12 o'clock, I wasn't feeling good. I could feel something was wrong. So I thought, okay, shut everything off. Go sit down. You've got an awesome show coming up. I put my timer on my phone, and I rested. I almost fell asleep, really. It was so restful for me. And now I'm back, and you can hear in my voice, I'm energetic. I feel really good right now. But this is going to happen again to me. So if once I get off the show, what would you recommend me to eat? Now, remember, I'm only 102 pounds, and I'm 5'2". I'm a very petite frame, so I don't require an awful lot. But I love a lot of different kinds of foods. What would you say to me, and I'm sure there's people doing the same thing that I am, running themselves to the ground, and they continue. And then they wonder why at the end of the day they collapse. Well, your body can't take it all. It just can't handle it. You know, when you get older, it gets even worse. What would be good for me to have as a midday, something midday for me?
So this is also the time to be eating protein. Again, we want to operate by this modicum of eat the most to do the most. So it makes sense to have protein at breakfast and lunch because that's long-lasting nutrition, and it really is easy access for our body, for ourselves to produce energy. So if you have your tuna and if you have it over spinach with a good fat like olive oil, maybe some pumpkin
seeds. And that's all I have is olive oil. You'd be really proud of me. Everything is olive oil.
That's great.
Even when I cook my salmon, I put olive oil over it, and that goes into the air fryer. I mean, all my salads, olive oil and vinegar, because I'm Italian, all of that. I mean, it never used to be that way. You know, you just throw any kind of oil on it. Not anymore. You can't do that. So I do that. So I could have a little salad midday with tuna on it, right?
That's right. Yeah.
And I get water-based tuna. I don't get oil tuna. I get water-based tuna. So I'm not there's not a conflict there because you know what they put in the cans? It's not good oil. It's not going to be, people.
Yeah.
Get the water-based and then add it to your little, and I can put spinach. I love spinach. Okay, so that would kind of tide me over, right? A nice size bowl of it. And that would be good. Then what about a dinner thing? I mean, I could do this every day. I mean, all this sounds really good to me.
That's great. Well, so dinner is a great time to eat grains, root vegetables, foods that are calming and soothing to the nervous system and help the body switch out of that activated high cortisol mode and into a rest and relaxed evening.
Because that's what you have during the day. You're revving things up. You need, I get it. It makes a lot of sense to me. Oh, my goodness. Everybody should get your book. Everybody.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, no, it's true. Okay, so dinner time. Now, like, say, when I'm done talking to you, I'll go have my little, I don't have spinach, but I have romaine, and I'll put my tuna on it with my olive oil. Okay, so that'll be, I even have tomatoes. I have little tomatoes. Those are good, right?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, I think that's probably all that I have right now because I need to go back to the store. Okay, so dinner time. What would you recommend for somebody like me who eats like a bird? Not really. You know, I like to snack. I'm really bad at that. But I don't do it every day because I know it's not good. And people buy snacks, I mean the salty things, because the salt is not good for your body. Period. It's not good.
Yeah.
You can't eat. Yeah, go ahead.
giving your body the opportunity to rest and your gut the opportunity to rest between meals really helps optimize for a healthy digestion. Giving your gut a 2 to 3 hour break between the last time you put something in your mouth and the next time you put something in your mouth can be so healing and soothing, because then the gut isn't constantly on high alert around having to digest your food. And then when you get to dinner, you can enjoy something like a bowl of quinoa or rice with some roasted sweet potatoes, some toasted walnuts, again, the olive oil, something really simple like that that's also very soothing and nourishing. And you can cook in batches and heat and eat pretty quickly and easily.
Yeah, I love sweet potatoes. See, I would be great to work with you because you say, oh, my God, she eats this and this. Well, let's just put this all together in a nice little package plan for you daily. It'd be easy. But,
that's,
you know,
right.
People that are going to be listening, you're going to say, well, I don't like sweet potatoes. And I only eat brown rice. I don't eat white rice at all.
Great. Good
well,
for you.
People don't understand. White rice gunks in your stomach. It's a gunk. It's like a paste. It's not good.
That's right.
I learned that
right.
years ago. White rice. Oh, I like white rice, and I like to put stuff over it. Do it over brown rice. And they have some brown rice, actually, that you can get that's seasoned a little bit. So you're not just eating this blah brown rice.
Right. Absolutely.
You know,
you can do, if you like tamari, which is the kind of traditional original version of soy sauce, you can put that on there. Again, the olive oil, it's really nice, I think, with toasted sesame oil and tamari. All kinds of things you can do in there, mixing in veggies, can make it fun and exciting.
Yeah, and now the veggies. Is it better to have them fresh? Like, say we're talking cauliflower and broccoli. I could eat them raw. I mean, it's not funny. Cauliflower tastes almost sweet to me. It's just so good. Now, what do you put
amazing.
If you're
going to
do another? Say if you're going to cook something, should you steam them? What should you do with your veggies?
So I think all different approaches are great. I like to change my approach seasonally. So in the summertime, I might steam things and cook them a little less, leave them a little more crunchy.
Right.
And then drizzle with oil, because fat is not what makes us fat. Fat is what helps us digest our carbohydrates. And even veggies, especially the ones that grow under the ground, have carbohydrates in them. Whereas
yep.
in the winter, I like to roast my veggies. It brings out the sweetness and the flavor. They're nice and warm and soft, easy to digest.
Yeah.
And I like to saute, you know, onions and shallots and leeks and kale
in
and collard greens. In olive oil. That's right. Nice and slow and low on the stove.
Yeah.
Top.
You know what? That olive oil, you know, I hesitated, and I'm not going to now, to use it except when I made a salad. But you can use it with a lot. And it's not going to hurt you.
That's right. That's right.
I never knew that. Isn't
That's
that
right.
amazing?
I mean,
because people say, oh, I don't, it's just blah. We'll just dribble a little olive oil over it, you know, and find some kind of seasoning that you like. And there's
That's
all
right.
kinds, right? And I'm sure in your book you recommend, because I can't wait to get it. I told Gail, put it out now. I'm sure in there you recommend seasonings. And do you use a lot of garlic?
Yes.
See there, people? Garlic. And what about onion?
Absolutely. So
it can be red, it can be a white onion, it can be a yellow onion, any kind of onion, because that gives you a little zest to whatever. I mean, I hardly have a salad without an onion in it at all. And also, I just thought of something. Those pasteurized eggs, you can hard-boil them. You can put a little hard-boiled egg on your salad, too.
That's right. That's so delicious. Yeah, I love doing that.
You know, when I was a little girl, I got to tell you this. My mother would never give me egg salad with mayonnaise when I was, because I would take my lunch, right? This was when I was a little girl, like in grade school. You know what she would do with it? She put oil on it. And
amazing.
I would look at this.
Amazing.
See, she didn't even know, but it wasn't really olive oil then. I think now we're so lucky to have, you know, Pompeii makes a great olive oil. I get the best olive oil because, to me, it's so important because it's got the right fats in it. It's not this – don't get vegetable oil. That's not good. No. Don't even cook your food in that, to me. Get the olive oil. Get the big one. I mean, it's worth it. It's worth it for your health, right?
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
But she used to put oil with my egg salad. She would chop it up, hard-boiled egg, if I wanted it, she put it on a piece of bread or two pieces of bread. But I rarely would she do that. She just put it in a little bowl with a lid on it. And I'd look at this and I'd think, oh, Mom, why don't you just put a mayonnaise in it? Because it didn't taste good when I was like 9, 10 years old. It was like horrible to me. Now it would be really good because I would use olive oil, you know?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
So what kind of recipes do you have in your book? I really want to push this book. I really... And I'm going to ask Gail for something else for the March issue. I think it's really important that we have an area. I mean, she could send me something from your book for 10 months in a row. I'd be so happy to link back to your site. I love it because I think
amazing.
Health nutrition is really good. And a lot of people read my magazine because it's 25 years old. And people
amazing.
Don't realize how important what you put in your body. You know, and you can't swallow a pill and get the same thing. You just cannot because it has to all break down, right? It has to all break down. You know, my friend says to me, why do you always order salmon? I said, well, part of it is it's braised, and they soak it, this one place soaks it in rum overnight. But you don't taste the rum.
Amazing.
But they grill it. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, Lisa, I could eat that every day. I could eat that every single day. And I love tuna. My cat, Mushy, he loves tuna. And the vet says, oh, don't give him too much tuna. I said, look, first of all, he's 14 years old. It's not in oil. It's really healthy. It's an albacore. It's not garbage. And I said, I don't see any problem being 14, eating tuna on a dish on the floor. And that's what he does because he's older. And the thing of it is, if we were talking about cats, when cats stop eating, that's not a good sign. And so if he comes to me and he runs into the kitchen, I'll give him his food, and he gets special CD food so he doesn't develop any crystals. And this cat has been really healthy. But anyways, back to people.
Amazing.
Yeah, back to people. So because it's just me, you know, I can get all kinds of veggies. I can get red, green, yellow peppers. I can get cauliflower, broccoli. What else are the things that I could put? And just put it on. I would love to eat a salad every day with all this stuff. It'd be fine for
mm-hmm.
me.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, men seem to always
so
like
delicious.
Meat. I don't, you know, people said to me, well, I got really, really ill when I was 32, and I couldn't digest fats. Fats from meat.
Uh-huh.
And then you find out about meats, what really they inject the cattle with, what they do with the pigs, what the people, you know, and I'm an animal lover, Lisa. I feed a herd of deer at night and ducks and anything that comes in my backyard, I feed them. And I value, it's called life. It's precious. And I, you know, so my friend said to me, why don't you go to this place that got really good hamburgers? I said, because it's meat. Hello.
Yeah.
And not only that, I probably would get deathly ill because I've not had meat since I was 32. And my stomach would probably say, and my intestines, what in the world did she just give us? What is this?
Yeah.
I would probably get sick.
Right.
You can get, turkey patties, but I don't even get those.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Tell me, what do you eat? I want to know because I just need to know this. Plus, you're Italian, right?
Absolutely, I am. Yeah.
So there you know.
You
know what they used to eat? Like, oh, they didn't eat good years ago. No. Sausages and I love fennel and I love the smell of cooking sausage, but I don't eat it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think for me, eating is very seasonal, with similarly to the way I cook vegetables. So living in a cold weather climate here in Vermont, where it snows quite a bit, I do eat chicken and turkey during the winter. I make a lot of soups and stews that have, you know, a lot of broth in them as well, because chicken broth is so healing. It contains glutamine.
Oh, and it is so
acid.
Good. It really, really is. It really is good.
And we do eat a lot of fish year-round. In the summer, I'm likely to eat a lot more beans and lentils. I'll probably still eat eggs. I'll continue to eat fish. I love all of the small fish. I eat sardines. I eat mackerel.
Oh, I love sardines.
Anchovies.
I've gotten those too. Oh, my gosh. You're so
great.
Much like me, or I'm so much like you. Isn't this awesome talking
Amazing.
About this stuff? Because somebody would
it
say,
really
I can't.
Is.
Now, there's different kinds of sardines that you can get. So
you have to
be careful, people. You'll see them that they come from all over. My dad used to get sardines and have some crackers. Oh, and he's the one, it's his fault. He started me on sardines. My mother could not even look at them. Now, what is a good sardine to purchase? And they come in cans. What is a good kind to get? And they're not
so
cheap, people.
So I choose one. Nope. I choose ones that are wild, and I make sure that I know the source and how they've been fished. With any packaged product that I do buy, which is not very many, I do a lot of research. And there's a company, for example, named Matiz, M-A-T-I-Z, where sardines are fished off of the coast of Portugal, all the way toward the Azores. And they're harvested sustainably. The fishing doesn't impact other creatures of the sea. And I can feel good about eating those sardines. And as always, really research your brand. Call up companies so you know you can trust what you're buying.
Where they're getting this stuff from, their fish, their sardines. I'm not an oyster freak. I don't eat oysters.
I don't either.
I don't know. I just don't even like to think about them.
Yeah.
Somebody's going to laugh
yeah.
and say, oh, my God, what's wrong with her? But, you see, that's what makes the world go round, is we have all of these likes and dislikes. And I think, really, you can end up, if you taste something, you can acquire a taste for it. If you enter it into your diet, you know, not once every 6 months, but, I mean, introduce it into your diet and season it with something. Be creative with it. You know what I really like is I love Greek seasoning. It comes in this jar that I got from this place called Pampered Chef, but there's all kinds of places to get it. I acquired a taste for this because it's got everything you can think of in it. Sometimes I'll put it on my tuna. I'll put it on my salad. I'll put it on a potato if I happen to have, and I really try not to eat a lot of baked potatoes, excuse me, either. I'm drinking water at the same time. I try not to, I love baked potatoes. I love them. But, you know, that potato's really a lot of sugar in it. Not like sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes are really good for you.
And, right.
I mean, my goodness, you can put them in your air fryer. And it's a minimum of time, and you're not sitting it in a skillet, having it absorb all this fat and ruining the taste
right.
of whatever you have in your skillet. I think when you start to live alone, you change. Now, when my husband was alive, he was Italian. Oh, he loved his vegetable soups. Oh, he loved his fresh bread, white fresh bread from the Italian store. Well, people, that is not the best bread to eat. I don't eat that. I always go to wheat or something that's got seeds in it. That's the kind of bread, if I even eat bread. And my son says to me, Mother, if you just start eating, you'd probably feel better. That's true if I would eat the right foods, Lisa. I could probably feel full.
That's right.
You know, I think that's part of it. So like at 4 o'clock or so, I'm going to make myself a nice salad, and I'm going to put my tuna on it and my little bit of olive oil and my this seasoning that I have and my tomatoes and my onion. I think that's really all I have right now. But that'll be a healthy meal for me.
Yes, absolutely.
You know,
and
yeah,
that's
you know, yeah, really. And now talk about breads. What are good kind of breads to eat? I don't mean Wonder Bread,
so,
people, white gummy bread. Think of that white gummy bread. I mean, it makes great toast, I agree, but it's not good for your body.
No. No. And when I think of bread, for those who can actually tolerate it and digest it, I really go towards sourdough bread because it's naturally leavened, naturally fermented, and sourdough bread tends to be pretty simple. If you get it from a local bakery that has their own sourdough starter, it's usually just the sourdough and flour and water and salt. That's what you're looking for, minimal ingredients, minimally processed. And if you like bread but want something with a little less gluten content, you can always go for rye bread or spelt bread.
I love rye
again,
too. Yeah.
Yes. It's all about looking at the ingredients list and making sure you get something that's minimally processed.
And something that's got some kind of seeds with it. You know, you can get all kinds of grains in bread. And if you can't get sourdough like me, I have to do Instacart. I don't have a car. I do go to the store occasionally, like I was there yesterday, and I thought like I was in heaven because you know, it's a little different when you have to pick something off of a list. It's not fun. I used to go with my son, but now we used to go once a week. It was so much fun, but now he's got a limo service, and then he has a flooring company, so he's just way too busy. And he's my only child, and I don't like to ask too much of him. I mean, his father's been gone 12 years. It'll be 12 years, and that's another story. He had Alzheimer's, and he wasn't very nice. I mean, he tried to hurt me every single day, but I got through that. I mean, somebody says, well, you stand tall. I said, absolutely, because most people can't tolerate it. Most people cannot do what I did. But I'm not most people, and I'm very unusual. And but he used to make his own pizzas, his own sauce. He loved pepperoni, which is, you know, as an Italian, oh, my God, that's so good. And I think you can have some of it. Just don't eat it all the time, people. I mean, treat yourself.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
I mean, being from an Italian family, you know how you were raised. Yeah, she had her own herbs and all of this, but that's unusual. Most people don't have access to that. Most people came over when they were little kids, and they grew up here in the States, and they got exposed to all this garbage.
That's right.
You know,
right.
So if you can, now I made a turkey for Christmas, and my granddaughter got all of the herbs that were fresh, the thyme, the rosemary.
Beautiful.
Yeah, she got that, which was wonderful. And I asked her, I said, why? She said, I don't know, they looked really good, and I just thought fresh has got to be better than in a jar. That's what she said to
me. Right.
Now she's going to STAD. You've probably heard of STAD, Art and Design School. But she's cognizant of things that she wasn't even taught about. But we talk a lot, and I don't see her as much as I'd like to. But nonetheless, we're on the phone, we text, and you know she's learning things, and I'm just so extremely proud of her. Because she'll come over here, and you're going to laugh at what she likes to eat. Just give me two pieces of bread with mustard. Make a sandwich out of it. That's what she eats. So I have my rye bread. Not rye, but it's got the seeds. It's not white, and it's not just wheat. I don't get wheat anymore. And she loves it. But, I mean, it's not very healthy. But that to her, that's really good. She teases me because I eat so many salads. And I said, well, I'm very healthy for my age, and I don't look my age. And I think that's why. I don't smoke.
Yeah.
I have a little tiny bit of wine. Yeah. Like yesterday I had some, like, white Zinfandel, a little tiny bit. But that's it, and I won't have anything else until maybe I go out with lunch with my girlfriend again 2 weeks from now or whatever. And it's not a daily dose. But I think in you have to just watch what you're shoveling in your mouth. I mean, you can eat chocolate, eat the dark chocolate, eat chocolate. Go get yourself a Snickers. It doesn't matter, but don't eat it as your dinner, lunch, and breakfast. Don't eat it every day.
That's right.
Make it a treat.
That's right.
Make it something special. And I'm sure you do something like that. I mean, I'm sure there's something that you really love that's probably not super good for you, but I bet you treat yourself. Because if you didn't...
Dark chocolate's a great example.
You'd be a crabby lady. Because you're denying yourself of things, and they play effect on your brain. They play effect on your body. I also ride a bike. I don't ride a bike all the time, like drag myself into the ground. I do it, and this is another thing. I do it when my body says, okay, you can ride today. I don't do it when I'm tired, because I ride 4 miles. I don't do it like that. So sometimes I'll skip 3 or 4 days, and then I'll do a day. And then maybe I'll do 2 days later. But I listen to my body, because all you're going to do is run your body down to the ground, and you're going to be susceptible for everything that comes your way. You cannot do that. You just, everybody does everything to the max. And I think that's a problem. I mean, if you want to eat healthy to the max, go ahead, eat healthy to the max. But don't do all these things that are not good for you, that because what you eat is what you are.
Absolutely. And you are what you assimilate, ultimately.
Yeah,
right?
And you can have really good skin. Oh, I know what I want to ask you. My skin is so dry, and I drink 36 ounces of water a day. I could do more if I wanted. I love water.
Yeah.
And it's not water from the tap. It's good water that I get in a case. What could I do for – because I know what you eat is sometimes it reflects on your skin. I know that, too.
Well, sure. You want to make sure you're absorbing, right? We are not so much what we eat. We are what we absorb. So if you're not absorbing your water, you might add a pinch of salt and a little lemon juice to that water.
Okay.
And you might need a little bit more healthy fat. You know, you might need a little more coconut oil in your day-to-day eating. You might want to roast things in the air fryer with coconut oil instead of olive oil, just to get some of that good skin lubricating fat in your day-to-day.
Because, you know, I've tried everything. Cetaphil, CeraVe, that stuff does not work because it's an internal thing. Your skin is an appendage.
Exactly.
Your skin is, and I noticed it's worse in the winter. I'm in South Carolina. In the summertime, not so much. Not so much. It's very humid here, and it's just different. But in the wintertime, it drives me crazy. So I will try coconut oil. And, you know, I really don't eat enough olive oil either. I really don't.
Yeah.
And I need to increase that. You know, like if I have a can of tuna and I put it in the bowl, well, Natalie, add a little olive oil on the top. It's not going to hurt you.
On the contrary.
Yeah.
And try the lemon salt water as well to retain some of
your
minerals.
I will try that today because I have my water ready to go. Well, it's in the refrigerator. I drink it fresh. I used to get this stuff called, I forget what it was called. I don't know. It came in different flavors. Flavored waters are not good.
No,
even though they say nothing added, it's pure, there's something when they make it that you don't know about it to make it taste so good. It's either some kind of sweetener, it's something. It's not like plain, ordinary water, which is the very best. But I will try that lemon and a little bit of a pinch of salt, and I never thought of that. But you see, I knew you would know.
That's right.
Yeah, because you deal with internal, because that's going to be the external. And dry skin is a culprit. So what do women do? They go and buy all this stuff to put on their skin that doesn't work because it's not coming from within. It's not absorbing in your skin.
That's right. That's right.
It's not.
Absolutely.
So you have to do something that is on the inside that will reflect on the outside.
Yes, you do. I totally agree.
It just
agree.
Makes so much – God, it makes so much sense. Oh, my God. I can't wait to get your book. Now, a lot of things, a lot of vegetables, I guess you can get in the regular store. Like I do a lot of shopping at Kroger. I mean, I can do it anywhere that I want. And I'm really fortunate that the most money I really spend is what I eat here at home. It's not even going out. My girlfriend bought my lunch yesterday for me. She had trout. I had just a plain, I had some kind of broiled fish. And she says to me, you always get fish. I said, yes, I never get steak. I never get ground round. Oh, I used to, and I'm telling you, Lisa, I love a grilled hamburger. I really do, but I really don't want to test my body because I think it's going to backfire on me. I think I would have an effect on it. See, what happened when I was sick, I got a virus that attacked my liver. I was really – I couldn't even stand. I couldn't even stand.
Oh, my God.
We didn't know what was wrong with me. Then they figured it out. They did a liver study, which I should have my doctor do anyways, because you can always be a carrier. You can always have that in your body. Once you get something like that, it doesn't really ever go away. And that could be some of my issue. But, I'm so careful. And I said, can you imagine me eating a steak? I probably would be so sick because I would be blasting my body with this. And it's not even used to it. I want it to be calm and absorb and happy, right?
That's right.
So going to a regular grocery store, you can get all different kinds of peppers. You can get cauliflower. You can get broccoli. What else can you get? You can get mushrooms, right?
For sure. Zucchini, summer squash, winter squash, kale, collard greens.
I love kale. Oh, my God, I love kale. That's another thing. I was getting just kale, just grab a kale. I can get it from Kroger's, and I would make a salad out of that.
Amazing.
With some onion.
Yes.
I know, but you know what? Being alone, you don't do it as often as you really should because sometimes it just takes energy and you don't feel like it.
Yeah, of course.
So I go for the simple. A lot of times we go for the simple, but today I'm going to have a nice salad because I talked to you, and I'm all revved up about it. I'm going to test it out. Oh, I'm going to test it out. And then,
good.
You know, I can – yeah, it's true because I can put a P.S. on your – whatever Gail sends me. Oh, P.S., I do this just like Lisa told me to do, and people, it works. Do
That's
what
great.
She says and her – it's true. I mean, it's so – if people would just spend the money – and I know money is not good for everybody. I know that. I'm lucky in that, you know, I've lived in this house for 21 years. The mortgage isn't paid off, but I'm very frugal. And I do help my granddaughter. I pay for a little bit for her education, and I'm able to do that, but it gives me great satisfaction. But, you know, when I had that liver problem, you know what they did for me?
What's that?
Go in every single day. Now, mind you, I could not stand. I could lay down. I didn't read. I didn't watch TV. I just laid there like some zombie because I had no energy. Remember, your liver is energy.
Yeah.
I'd have to go in every day. I got a vitamin B12 shot with gamma globulin.
Yeah.
And I got that. I got the gamma globulin was separate, and the vitamin B12 was separate. I got two injections every day except for Sunday. I had to do that for a month solid. Because he told me, he said, I couldn't go out. First of all, you're not going to go out. I don't want, because you're going to get something, and that'll make you really sick, maybe even die, because your body cannot handle this hit with something because you're in such this low state. So we did that. It was a nuisance, but I did it, and those vitamin B12 shots hurt like the dickens. I did it every day. He brought me back up again, and he showed me the numbers with my liver study, and he said, look at how out of whack you are. But there was one other man that was like me, and he figured out what happened to me is I went to a restaurant because I really, you know, I was a stay-at-home mom. My son went to school. It was easy to figure out where I was going. We went to this restaurant every Friday. I got it from a dirty glass.
Oh, my goodness.
A drink. So I never use straws. People use straws when you drink your water out of it because it probably was so microscopic. It probably doesn't happen now because now they have dishwashers that are like the degrees are so hot, you scald yourself.
That's right.
But see, then they didn't do that. And he said to me, because he said, what did you eat? What I want to know what you did. We figured it out. He said it had to have been that. It had to have been a glass that had something so microscopic on it, the human eye could not see it. But you swallowed it, and that's all it took. One little tiny.
Wow.
Yeah, and I mean, I was like, I mean, I didn't know it was going to happen to me. I was really ill, really ill, just without energy. Somebody would come to the door, my mother-in-law, and I'd walk to the door, and she'd be talking. I said, you need to shut up. I couldn't even hear, I didn't even want to hear people talking to me. I didn't want to talk to anybody. She wanted me to bring in some food. So my husband was a teacher, so when he got home, he would be able to give me something, whatever I was going to eat, who knows. I mean, probably very little. And so finally, she had a key, and she just came in and didn't bother me. That's how bad I was. He wanted to put me in the hospital, but I didn't want to go. I said, I'm not a very good patient. I'll probably walk out. I said, because I'll see somebody not doing their job, and I'll go to do their job, and I'll fall flat on my face. That's how I am. I don't like to see people that are in care, that are any kind of care, and I'm always of service, that don't do a good job. And I knew, I said, I'm not going to be happy in there. I just know it. I'm better off staying home, coming in to see you every day. And that's what we did, and it worked. It really did. I had two of the best doctors who were osteopaths. And, of course, you know, it's hard to find them now. Everybody's a specialized doctor. You go to a general practitioner who's going to send you to another doctor. I went to them for everything.
Amazing.
And it was, but they were beautiful. They would call you at home. The doctor said to me, look, if there's one day you can't come in, I'll bring the injections to you. I'll stop at your house and I'll give them to you. That's how he was.
Wow.
That's how they both were. Now, those doctors, they probably exist, but they're very rare.
Yeah, I know.
You know, because the world has gotten so big and there's so many patients, but I was so blessed with them. I mean, they actually saved
my
life. There was no doubt in my mind about it. But here I am blabbering away. I want to remind everybody about your book again, The Culinary Pharmacy. This is actually, she's got on her site, Tools to Cultivate Wellness with Traditional Wisdom, but her book, get her book. You must get her book. I'm telling you, The Culinary Pharmacy, Intuitive Eating, Ancestral Healing, and Your Personal Nutrition Plan. She's got recipes in there. You even have food lists I'm reading here where if they want to do a meal, they want to prepare a recipe, you have the list of things they need to have, right?
That's right. Absolutely.
You've got everything.
And also divided up by season and constitution. Yeah, because it's not a one-size-fits-all world, so we need to be able to customize our eating as well.
Yeah, and I'm going to get pasteurized eggs from now on. You taught me something right away at the
get-go.
Well, I never realized it. You know, now, do they look different, pasteurized eggs?
So they're not pasteurized. They're pastured, so it means that the eggs, the chickens, kind of roamed free.
Oh, I mean, they're pastured
on a
eggs.
Pasture.
Pastured eggs,
yes.
Right? Pastured.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
And it's
so they're not injected
right
with stuff.
On there.
Okay.
Not that's right. And that there's even organic doesn't matter because they were still fed grain. You want the ones that were out on the pasture.
Yeah.
Grubbing around.
Yeah. Like my mallards that grub around.
That's right.
I have my herd of deer. I have names for them. One of them is Jezebel because she'll come right to my door wall and look in the window. The other one is Maximus because he's a male and he's got this rack on him of antlers. I've never seen a mightier buck in my whole life than him. He's huge. So I call
Amazing.
Him Maximus. Yeah. And then I have mallards. I had three moms last spring, and they stay until about October, so they're with me a long time. And they start feeding, and you can tell they're filled with eggs. And then all of a sudden, they disappear for maybe 10 days to 2 weeks, and then here they come with their little fuzzers right behind them in a row, and I feed them too.
So cute.
My life is so surrounded by beautiful things, outdoor nature, the animal kingdom. and I feed the squirrels. I have bluebirds. I have cardinals, male and female. That's about what I have here, because remember, I'm in South Carolina, so I get the egrets won't come because they're too big and they frighten easy. They have yet to come to my yard. Maybe one day they will. I would love to feed them too. But this last summer we had an alligator who would come on the bank of my I'm in front of a lagoon. Well, he would sun in around the lagoon on the bank. Well, he would always perch himself in front of me, not right by me. I was always careful because I didn't watch when I put the food out for the mallards, because that would be a great meal for them. But do you know what? They are so smart. They would walk around him. He was sleeping. If you don't bother them, they won't bother you. You're sleeping. They could care less. They go back into the lagoon. I never saw them take one of my little mallards. Never. And I had a maximum of 20 of them at one time coming to my yard. But I'm so careful with them, and I'm watching all the time, because I'll just shoo them all away. They'll fly away. I'll make them leave if I see anything that's going to hurt them. So, yeah, I do that. So now I got to just eat right, and, man, look out, huh?
That's right. That's right. You're going to be even more powerful than you were before already.
Yeah, well, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful feeling, and gosh, you just told us so much. And what I will do with this is I will take this and push it out on my social media. And I, like, you know, if I do it like to LinkedIn, I can put a little note about our show. Even Facebook, even Twitter allows me to put a note because I'm the one that's the host to talk to you. So who would know better than I? And I'm going to tell them, if you do anything in your life, you need to buy her book. Because it will show you how you can live a healthy life. I want to say them all this garbage you're eating. I mean, everybody likes a tuna salad sandwich with chips or a pickle. Okay, I do that maybe once a week. That's what I have. But actually, now with my tuna, I could use my olive oil.
That's right.
And I could still put it in between two good slices of bread with grain. I could still do that. Because the whole thing with the tuna is to make it moist, you know, and we all know mayonnaise and salad dressing, that's not good for you. Well, all these companies
that's
are going
right.
to hate me. God, I wish you would just shut up. She's taking everybody away. But really, it's true. I want everybody to be healthy, and I thank you so much for being on my show. And I am going to ask Gail to send me some excerpts from your book, recipes from your, I don't care what. I mean, that's what would be really good. You know, you put a little something about your book, and then included below is this great recipe on whatever. So she'll contact you because she has to get it from you, or I can contact you. I would love to do this. All it does is put you out there, let everybody read everything, and guide them to healthy eating and living, really. And I'm sure that's what you're made of. I mean, I know you want to sell your book, but you also want to get the word out and let everybody, all the people out there, and I have a lot of people that read the magazine. And actually, this show, I think you're number 315. I've been doing this for, it'll be 13 years next Wednesday.
Amazing.
Every week I do a show, yeah. So anyways, and now I have your email address, so we'll forgo Gail, because Gail gets so busy. I'll just write to you. And
thank
if you feel
you.
Like sending something good, and we'll put a link back to your site, we'll put pictures in it, and you'll go in my Flip magazine. I'm just telling you, we need to push this out for you. We need to push this out for everybody so they can understand that it's not that difficult. Really isn't. It's easy.
That's right.
You don't have to eat hamburgers
Absolutely.
And fries every day. You know? I thank you so much. And have an awesome day.
Thank you for having
me. Oh, my pleasure. Are you kidding? And I'm sure, I'll communicate with you in email, and I'll let you know when I get my book. Yay, I can't wait. I'm going to remind her today.
Wonderful.
Did you send out my book yet? Yeah, because I really want it. I want to follow it. Okay, so take care and eat
well.
You as well.
Thank you.
And, you know, I'm going to use olive oil. I got to get more. I still have some olive oil, but my salad is going to be totally awesome for dinner today. I'm going to tell you that.
great.
Oh,
enjoy.
Another thing I wanted to ask you before I let you go, is there a better time to eat dinner?
I try to encourage folks to eat by 6 at the latest and give your body a good 3 to 4 hours between your last bite of food and when you lie down to go to bed.
Right. And don't eat before you go to sleep. Like, don't snack on something. Because I find, I like these little crackers, and I binge on some of these things on Netflix, you know. And, I mean, I could watch them for hours and hours and hours, and I have to stop myself. My cat keeps looking at me, well, Mom, aren't we going to go to bed? You know, like, gives me this look. But I find that sometimes if you stay up too late, you're going to get hungry. So you have to change the cycle. You have to – I used to always go to sleep at 11 o'clock. Well, now I'm up sometimes till 1 or 2. If I start with these series and I want to – oh, I want to know what happens next. I mean, you just start binging on them. That's not good because I notice when I wake up the next day, I don't feel good because my big meal was like at 5 o'clock. So I've gone all these hours – without having something in my body, and then I wake up at 8 o'clock. You can't do that. You have to feed those cells. You have to keep energy in that body. And I just love what you write about. I love your all. I'm sure I'm going to love your book. I just know it. And, again, I'll let you go now because I could talk to you for hours. Anyway, you have an awesome day. And look for my email. I'll be writing to you.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you, honey. Okay, everybody, next week, February the 14th, I'm looking to do a show with my advisor. So we'll have, you'll get one question answered. I've got so many of them. I could probably do a two-hour show, I think. I don't know. We'll see. But look for the announcement on my show page. And the show page is up for Lisa and her book. Everything is there, the picture, everything you want to know. And then watch the social media. Because my gal did a little ad yesterday for the two of us, so it's already out. I mean, it's everywhere. Any place I can advertise for free, I do. I have gals that I pay to do it, and they do a beautiful job. So I'm just blessed. If you could follow me around, your life would be really good, I'm telling you. And feed the birds and feed the squirrels and give of yourself. Be kind. Be kind. Love everything. And look outside. It's a beautiful world. I'm going to end the show with what I always end it with, and that is believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. Bye-bye.